Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Good morning, everybody. We are just waking up and getting everything going today. And here we go with our next quick introduction, and then I'll be bringing on our guest today.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and we are here today with self-care. And I'm so excited to let you know that I met this amazing woman. Her name is Sharon Reagan, and in Marietta, Georgia. She has a store, and I'm just going to bring her on right now. So, Sharon, put your smile on.
Good morning.
Good morning. So grateful to meet you. So, as I was telling everybody, I met you at your store, Heart, Soul, and Art, and I was actually connected to you through my friend, Dr. Laura Kiles. As soon as Sharon started speaking, I was like, y'all have to get on my show. I can consider myself as someone who's a knowledge seeker, lifelong learner. And so when someone starts teaching me something different, I'm like, all ears, right? So, yeah. And so, like, everyone has to hear what you have to say. So, plus you're a bright light. And you're a good artist, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. As soon as Andrew and I find our home, I've already picked out artwork from your store. Yeah.
And there's more to come.
Oh, I'm sure there is. We've been having a good old time in your store, let me tell you. And if your store is not like, this is not like a retail store. I mean, it is a retail store technically, but it's really a place of healing. And would you mind share with us what had you start this amazing store that has, so just to bring everybody into the fold, Sharon's store has, beautiful crystal. Actually, I'm going to show you some of the things that she has because I bought them. So, so I purchased this cool drum, which I'm going to let Sharon talk about, and I used it to bring in the solstice, right? Cut quartz, new selenite stick.
Yes.
Just saying, that was pretty transformational.
But
go ahead. What had you go that path?
Well, I spent in my career, I spent about 25 years in corporate, and I was a marketing executive, and I had this sort of spiritual awakening, and interestingly enough, it came later in my life. I was actually 40 years old. And I had this situation that happened, and someone actually said to me that I was very intuitive. And I was like, no, that's not true. I'm a corporate executive. I'm in marketing, and this is what I do. But I knew when that person said that, that there had been this nagging, this knowing within for many years. I had more to give. Even though I loved the corporate world and I loved my career, and all the different jobs that I had, I knew that there was more to give. I knew that I had more to bring to the world. So I began my spiritual journey, and I stayed in the corporate world, but I spent another 10 years basically learning, discovering, just allowing myself to really welcome in spiritual expansion. And then after about 10 years, I said, okay, it's time. It's time to step out and do my own thing and work with others. At the time, I was had developed my intuition to a very strong level, and I was working with people. But I was working with professionals, corporations, business people, and I was combining the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals of business development, marketing, with intuitive choices and with making intuitive decisions around business and working with people to help them see the future at home. So I did that for about 10 years after I left the corporate world. Then while I was doing this work, also an artist, I actually majored in art, fine arts, and that's what drew me into the marketing area. But I realized that coming full circle. When I say artistically and creatively, because I developed my intuition, I kind of see what was going on with people. And a lot of times I use art as a way to help them express that. So I really was working with people from an intuitive stance of how they express themselves creatively. Wow. And while I was doing that, I actually opened a studio, an art studio, and I had said, how can I combine intuition, business, and creativity? And that was my goal. And I thought, well, I could open an art gallery and we could do classes. I could work with people on with their business. We could have perhaps groups. I did masterminds. But spirit kept going, no, there's more. There's more. And I guess the directive at the time, I think I was given a mission, and my mission was to open an actual shop, a metaphysical shop. And I had talked about it for about 10 years, and I just never did anything with it. And then all of a sudden, I just sat back and said, okay, Spirit, if that's what I am supposed to be doing, then bring me the resources. Guess what? Spirit brought the resources. So I took my existing space that I had already. It was in a shopping center. And lo and behold, two spaces beside me that were both rented, just magically within a couple of months, both of the tenants moved out. And so I had both the spaces. Yes. I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. I guess I'm manifesting fairly quickly. And then I began the journey of creating.
Oh, you know, I have to tell you something. I'm freezing. I'm like, you know, I'm getting chills, right? And it's not because of the temperature for the rest of you.
Yeah.
It's because when spirit comes through me, I lose like my warmth. I get very chilled very fast. Because they're you know, giving evidence to the truth behind what Spirit is speaking. Yeah, I'm freezing. Okay. So go ahead.
Yeah. So it was an interesting journey because I realized for the first time, and I know a lot of your viewers may experience this from time, is that when you truly sort of get into the zone of following Spirit or allowing the flow, you don't have to worry because you just sort of sit back and Spirit kind of guides you. And you know when the direction is right and you know when you need to stand still. And so I recognized for the first time, I'm actually in the flow. I'm being given direction by Spirit and then I'm forward. And I am, because I come from the corporate world, we live in a world where we try to force things. So, you know, we make a marketing plan and we try to force that plan if it's not working, as opposed to sitting back and saying, well, let's just let this flow and we'll make adjustments as we move along. So I realized that for the first time, I was allowing flow in my life. And when you allow that, that's when your manifestation energy is the highest. And Spirit allows that to come in to your soul. So all of a sudden, the money became available because retail is expensive to start up a retail.
Oh, retail, brick and mortar, man. Right, yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to be a consultant or a coach because you don't have a lot of costs. You just have your time. But all of a sudden now, I'm opening up a business, a retail business. So as a business person, I said, well, wait a minute. I could actually create a new model. I don't need to go out there and create $100,000, $200,000 in revenue. What if I started this business through working with others in consignment? And, you know, consignment is you pay the vendor when the sale is made. So I gathered quite a few people within the community that had resources, the services and products, and brought them in first. And they were a terrific help. I had a stone and crystal vendor that was able to work with us. And, you know, if it weren't for them, I this business would never have taken off. And they were a great resource to helping us. And I told everyone that was a vendor. I found a local candle maker. I found a local person that made sage bundles. I brought in jewelry makers. I brought in as much as I could in consignment. And then, of course, I had money to bring the rest in.
Your
beeswax candle.
Yeah. You know, I want to pause for a moment and talk about the synchronicity. You wouldn't know this. So my mom, actually today is the official anniversary of her death, 11 years. She is always with me. She's just such a bright light. She actually came through my bird on the 25th.
Oh.
It was crazy. All of a sudden, like, this is not Fagala. And Fagala started acting all different. And I was like, wow, it was my mom, her soul within Fagala for whatever the 5 minutes. I don't know how she held it that long, quite frankly. But she had a bridal shop in Barrington. that she started on her own, you know, no one really to help her. Well, I mean, she started with her business partner, but still, I mean, she didn't have funds. And she did what you did. So she went around to all the different stores. It was a consignment shop, kind of like that. And all the surrounding bridal stores gave their designer samples from the year before and gave it to her to sell at a certain price, and they split the profit. It caught on so well that people were sending her dresses from all over the place. She and then because she was a fantastic model, people copycatted her, of course, right? Of course.
Yes.
And that's okay. But, you know, she was an intuitive. She was had that inner light like you do. And, of course, her name was Sharon. So I just think it's interesting that, you know, spirit shows us a way when the passion is strong enough and the love of whatever it is that you have a love for is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit shows you the way. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because when I was, in fact, I'm working on a book right now. It's a children's book. Mm-hmm. And I actually have had this idea for a long, long time. But when I was in third grade, mm-hmm. I actually was given the opportunity to play this role in our spring. It was like a spring event that we did every year at our school. Now, granted, I grew up in a very small town. The school that I went to had grades 1 through 12. It was not split up as schools. And there was probably maybe 5,000 to 7,000 people in this town. And it was a big deal. I was given the title of Magic Fairy. And my role in this spring event.
Of course, you were Magic Fairy.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
I had this little magic wand, and I was supposed to go around on stage as this event opened up in the evening in the school auditorium, and I was supposed to tap these children on the head, and they were dressed up like frogs or trees or flowers, and when I tapped them, they would open and bloom. You know, and then the lights came up and the stage was filled with flowers and birds and frogs and things. And I'm the little fairy dancing around. Well, about 2 weeks before we were to do this big spring event, our school burned down. And all our costumes, everything that we had burned. And we could not do this spring event. And it was traumatic for me because I was like, oh, my gosh. I can't be the fairy. I can't wake everybody up. It's a tragic event for me. I remember that. That was like a defining moment in my life. And my creativity kind of shut down. And then the interesting thing, 40 years later, as I'm awakening my spiritual abilities, I realized that my job, even from being a little girl, was to wake people up. And
well,
that's how
right.
I'm doing it.
Right? And that's what I heard when you said that. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. How's she going to wake him up now? Like, and I got that was your life mission.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was. So that's what I'm doing now. And, I mean, every day in our shop, I'm actually in the art gallery part of our shop today. We have a small workshop, art gallery, and we do art shows here as well. But every day, hundreds of customers come through our shop. And every day there are always people who in that moment need to hear what I have to say or what one of our employees has to say. And it makes a difference in their life when they walk out that door. And that's what this business is all about, is giving a resource to people to help them on their journey. And it might be a tool or it might be a conversation or it might just be a hug. Or a moment to just sit in stillness with someone or to listen to them. And to me, I don't have a job. I have a purpose. And
right.
Every day,
so
yeah, when
I
wake up.
Show. Sharon,
I,
that's why
yeah.
I do this show. This show a lot, you know, my life purpose is to bring awareness to the world about all the things in nature that are, you know, really are medicine. So food is medicine, the crystals is medicine, the minerals is medicine, you know, and energy as medicine, right? So, because my healing journey, which you may not be aware of, you know, I went from being a bodybuilder to, you know, morbidly obese and near dead in 2013, shortly after both parents died, and then reclaimed my health using plants and energy-based healing. And the thing was, the irony is about what's going on today, because I never took medication, and I was forced into taking, let me rephrase that. I was influenced into taking medications. I don't know where the word forced came, because that's not me, to taking medications in an effort to not be a harm to someone else. What does that sound like today?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And so that prepared me for what's happening here today, to teach people that we, our bodies, are master healing machines, clearly master healing machines. I mean, if I can transform from this to this, and it's hard to see here, but basically from a 234-pound woman and lose 92 pounds, just use the proper foods, right? And I didn't measure a thing, people. I didn't measure. I didn't weigh food. You know, nothing, you know, just whole foods, no chemicals.
Yes. Also, to think of this, and it's funny because my husband just mentioned this the other day. And as you know, we had a conversation. He was just diagnosed as type 2 diabetic, and he's determined that he is not going to live a life of having to have insulin. But the interesting thing is he pulled out, he has all these books on natural healing. And this weekend, all he did was read every book in the sections that had anything about diabetes. And what he actually said yesterday in this conversation, he goes, food is actually a drug. It's a good drug. And he said, and so we need to learn how to combine those foods. Just like a lot of people, some people have to combine some things in order to live or survive. And he said, so I'm thinking of my food as the good drugs, and I'm going to give myself a prescription. And he goes, and this is my new way of eating and being. And actually, he's not an overweight person. So there's obviously other things going on. But he said, you know, I really, that it's a combination of things. It's not just one thing that is going to solve this problem. And he actually admitted it's my belief system. It's the way I eat. It's the fact that I need to exercise. And I said, great, because that's the formula. So I agree with you. You're exactly right.
Well, and the exercise, I just, you know, to let your husband know, I lost the 92 pounds in reverse. My diabetes type 2 without any exercise, because I couldn't move. I mean, I couldn't move. So it was after I lost probably 60 or 70 pounds that I started exercising. Now I can walk up to 7 miles a day now if I want to. But you know, you don't have to. You can, if you're not able to, and the one is like 5 minutes, that's okay. It's starting the patterns of behavior that really support the end goal. And Rome,
that's
not
true.
Yeah, and Rome wasn't built. And this is my husband, Andrew Calhoun. I just realized I have to change my last name now on the show. So he says, Sharon, it's so good to hear how you brought in the best creators from the area to fill your store. You leverage the best of others. Great model. Thank you, Andrew. Now he's flipping amazing. And then we have Naima Latif. She says, grand rising, wise, beautiful women. such amazing insights about the spirit and intuition. I'm looking forward to the children's book. We need to acknowledge our children when they manifest spiritual gifts. Yeah, thank you for that, Naima.
And that is the intention of this book. And I believe that our children should be given guidance, or hopefully in the future, parents will acknowledge children's intuition when they're young and allow them to seek that purpose in life. And obviously we know in our educational system, we know in many ways we're not encouraging the creativity or the spiritual connection, which has nothing to do with religion. It's all about who you are inside. And to be able to encourage that so that children will recognize that regardless of who you are, there's some purpose somewhere inside of us. That's why we're here. We came here to learn to express that purpose.
Yeah, you know, so Andrew and I are taking a course. It's my second time doing it. That supports uncovering that purpose by John D. Martini. He's one of the contributing authors to the book, The Secret. You know, and it's all about, as you know, manifesting what you want in life and the law of attraction. And so we take that course. Well, we've already started the pre-work. But when you can live by your highest values, you're living on purpose, which means that you're doing what you're supposed to do here on this earth plane. And then that's not work. Right? That's just pure love. And then everybody
that's
who's
true.
Vibrating at the frequency of 528, right? So there you go.
Yes, yes. Very true.
And Vieta Robinson here, she says, you're blessed, Sharon, to have a wise husband.
Yes.
And I showed this one, but I didn't read it. Vieta says, wow, what a great fairy trauma story. Yeah, so just phenomenal. Thank you, Vieta. Commenting on that. And then I have to show this one. And Jody Susan Calhoun. Yay! Yes, Andrew Dolly, I will be changing that. We're going to commercial in a couple of minutes, but what I want to share, or have you share, quite frankly, you said something that just blew me away about the healing minerals and stones and crystals that are unique to Georgia. And I hope I got that right. And I know that you'll redirect me if not. We've got like a minute. Why don't you kind of wet our whistle and then I'll go to commercial and then we'll bring it back and we'll talk more.
Okay. So as part of opening the shop, obviously, the main product here is stones and crystals. And what I'd start with everyone, because even though I knew a little bit about them, I realized there was so much more to learn. Stones and crystals are minerals that are in the earth, and they carry a vibration just like the earth, and they've been around for millions of years. And as a result of that, all over the world, there are different places that carry different types of stones and crystals because of the minerals. In the earth. In parts of the United States, including Georgia, Tennessee, and Kentucky, there's a vast array of multiples of stones and crystals. So as an example, there's a stone called, it's a beautiful bumblebee jasper. It's yellow and black. It's only found in one place in the world, and that's in Bali. But yet in the state of Georgia and Tennessee and Kentucky, you will find an array of stones and crystals, and I'm going to talk about those. Why is that so? Why do we have so many varieties here in these southern states, and where can you find them, and how do you get them?
Yay. Okay. So, guys, you're good. I think you've done this before. so I'm going to I just do this right. And before I go to commercial, please call in and with any questions that you have to the Blog Talk Radio station. Oh, apparently I have two callers already. Sorry that I didn't flip over there, right? I've got four screens I'm managing. So 773-221 and 773-487, you are not going unnoticed. We will call you or ask, bring you on in a moment. Actually, not a moment, like 3 minutes. So give me a minute here and we'll get you going. Here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-925. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Oh, perfect timing.
Oh, perfect. I just sat down.
So why don't we see if we can take a couple calls first. And let's see. We've got 773-221.
I'm Andrew Nelson Bay. How are you?
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. You know, yesterday I expressed an interest in getting married to a woman who wrote an article about 9 years ago entitled, "There Are No Illnesses, Only a Lack of Wellness." Now, I'm someone who takes absolutely no type of medical, nothing. I'm totally natural. I believe that food is one's medicine, and the other things that you mentioned have medicinal, functionality, okay? And, I'm a person who is believing that the body has tremendous potential to heal itself. It's just a matter of knowing what one's purpose is, I think, and then acting in accordance with what God's perfect will is for their life and understanding the dynamics of how his permissive will can be used as a teaching tool. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I've learned from them, and I think that is part and parcel of the whole life process.
Well, yeah, Andrew, what I would say is that we don't really make mistakes. We just have lessons that help us grow. And that way there's no make wrong in the communication, because that also has a vibration to it, right? If I'm making a mistake, that vibration is, I would guess, lower than I just had another lesson, right? It's more forgiving. So forgive yourself for that, right? Any mistakes. And exchange it for lessons.
You know, the divine force in the universe, as former California Governor Jerry Brown might call it, you know, he was a Jesuit seminarian, and he was going to become a priest. And, you know, I came from a Methodist background, and I have dabbled in Islam, the Baha'i faith, Eastern Buddhism. And so I see all of the truth of all of the religions. I'm probably more of a Baha'i than anything else, though. And I was at the Baha'i Temple just 2 days ago, and we were talking about the goings-on at the Baha'i World Center in Haifa, Israel, at Pat Mount Carmel. And so I'm very tuned into everything and everyone who's on the planet. I think there are nearly 7 or 8 billion human souls on this planet right now. I have a comprehensive overview of everything and everyone.
Do you have a question for us, Andrew?
Have you heard of something called the New Educational Experience, or something called the Quantum Educational System, as well as the Quantum Financial System and the Quantum Voting System, which will enable us to have future elections in which we'll be able to count every single vote accurately? It's
So that's awesome. Today is our topic is about healing heart and soul. And we're talking about crystals and the mountains in Georgia and the uniqueness of that. Might you have a question about that?
Something very special about Hot Springs, Arkansas, and the crystals that are found there. I have a Jewish friend who has all the Zohar volumes, and he's my main source of information. And I'm a globalist of the Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD variety, and he has his own protocols about this pestilence from heaven. Okay.
So, wait, what's your question, Andrew?
Do you know anything about the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and do you have any thoughts about the efficacy of his public ministry? The efficacy of the public ministry of Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, so that is not our topic today. But you know what? We're going to take our next caller, which is 773-487. So go ahead.
Okay.
All right, 773-487.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is and what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Akuka James, calling
from
Chicago.
Hi, Akuka. How are you?
Pretty good. You heard what I said, Chicago? That's an Indian country. That was the original name for Chicago, Chicagoago.
I get
and,
you.
And
we're smiling over
we're finally,
here.
Yeah, we're finally waking up to the land in America. This is what's going on. We're finally waking up, going out to the mountains, going out to the woods, and hearing from our ancestors who walked the same grounds. We're finally turning a turn. And this is why it was really going on, because we're waking up and realizing that nature is a part of our healing. You know, when they shut us down, when they shut people down, I came outside. I was the only person walking around in the city. I saw a police officer and a bird. You know.
Right.
But I want to step on a point on your healing with diabetes, or you said you lost 90 pounds.
Yeah, a little bit more
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a naturopath. I've helped over 500 people. You didn't lose any weight. Nobody is obese. Nobody is heavy or pounds. You didn't lose pounds.
What did I lose?
All right, it's real common sense, and this science will help just a very ordinary person to understand. You lost swelling and inflammation in your body because you removed the poison that was in it that was making you blow up.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name again?
It's Koofy.
Koofy. Oh, Koofy. Okay, so. Let me share something.
You lost. Okay, let me. I tell people, you know, sometimes.
Well, I'm advocating with you. I'm advocating with you. Let me tell you the real
story.
People may
not.
Let me tell you the real story.
People may not. Huh?
Let me tell you the real story.
No, let me say this before you go there, because this is really simple. It's common sense, and so people get too caught up in all the other stuff, and it's really common sense. Sugar creates diabetes. All these chemicals you put in your body. If your feet are swollen, what do they call that? Inflammation. Legs, swollen, inflammation. Thighs, swollen, inflammation. Breasts, swollen, inflammation. Hands, swollen, inflammation. Arms, inflammation. When I tell people, when your stomach gets big, what do they call that? After I said everything is inflammation, they go, oh, that's fat. Nope.
That's inflammation too.
So when you get the poison out, the body swells down because you eliminated the poison that you've been putting in all your life.
So, Koofy, you called in last week. You are an amazing soul. You're spot on. And I will tell you that I am, and I offer this, I did a food sensitivity test, and I offer this test to my clients, and it measures over 450 different foods, and it tells you which foods are causing inflammation in your body and which ones are not, and that's why the weight, I mean, dropped off so fast. I literally had to pin my underwear up because I didn't even have money to buy underwear. So it was hilarious. Right? So when you remove those, first I went organic. Or first I just went whole foods, then went organic. Then I did the food sensitivity test. And once I identified the 135 different foods that were causing inflammation for my body, the weight literally dropped off. And now I also learned, because of my unique journey, like Sharon's unique journey, how to reset the neural network in the brain back to baseline using healing, using sound frequency based in what? Drumming, and based on shamanic drumming, but it's in a medical device, and it does a reset on the neural network in 20 minutes, not 20 minutes for all of them, 20 minutes for each, you know, one or two foods each, but we reverse all the sensitivities using sound frequency, and so as a result, you know, I make sure that I'm keeping my body out of a trauma state, because that trauma constant state or trauma is what's causing food sensitivities based on traditional Chinese medicine, and it's also what's causing that inflammation. So, spot on, Koofy. Thank you.
I mean, that's maybe I try to make it common sense for the average person to understand, because sometimes people, you know, I subscribe herbs to them. They go, well, let me ask my doctor and see if I can take this. You know, like,
yeah,
you are your own doctor.
Did you ask him about the sticker bar? Or did you ask him about the cupcake, the Hostess cupcake? There you go. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to get back to Sharon's story about, and I'm sure, Koofy, you would love to hear this too, knowing who you are. Sharon loves to share with us about the unique minerals and crystals that were found here in Georgia. It's amazing. And I want to get back to that part of the show now. I'm so grateful.
Those are the illumination. Those are illumination of our bodies. That creates the energy. You know, I'm going to say this, I'm going to stop talking. You know, there's a thing called the capstone on top of the pyramids. You ever heard that?
I know my capstone for my MBA, but
yeah, but the capstone is a triangle. It's actually the star. It's a rock star. It's a diamond. And they removed those capstones, the colonizers, you know, the people who, activators and all that. They removed it, and it stopped the energy frequency from elevating all around. The capstones is a diamond that sits on top of the pyramid that shines the light down from the Orion stars and vibrates through the pyramids, and these stones sends out vibrations and energy in the environment to keep a higher frequency. See, when you're eating and getting back to nature, you're at a higher frequency, and you can't, all this psychological drama that's going on, it don't even affect me because my frequency, my atmosphere is up, and everybody, they brought this negative frequency atmosphere, and people are, you know, worried and all that. But food, nature, these stones, the rocks and all that, that keeps us in higher frequency. And guess what? That wins the ball game at the end of the day.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to toss the ball back to Sharon Koofy, and we're going to go back to talking about the minerals. I'm so grateful that you called in, and it's just really important that, to me. Sharon has an amazing story to tell, and the world needs to hear about what's happening here in Georgia. So thank you. And Sharon, go ahead and share with us about the mountains of Georgia and the minerals, because this is why you're here, to educate us. Go ahead.
So I did not grow up in Georgia. I actually grew up in Tennessee, about 2 hours north of here. And I always lived in like mountainous areas. And I am definitely a child of the earth because I am a Taurus, and I'm a double Taurus. So land and nature are very important in my life. So when I moved to Georgia in 1989, I knew that I came here for a reason, and it was, even though it was for a new job and career, I felt that spiritually there was a reason I was here in Georgia. And since that time, I tell lots of people now that when you come to Atlanta or certain areas of Georgia, you're here to do deep soul work. And I wasn't always sure, why are we here to do deep soul work? As I began to learn more about the surrounding areas and the terrain, I discovered that this area is very sacred. And wherever there is gold in an area of a land, it is sacred land. And back, if we go back thousands of years, a lot of people don't realize this, but there were Native Americans and other tribes and societies that settled in this area. And there's different parts of Georgia that are considered very sacred. Now, you have what you call Dahlonega, which is north of here, and that's where a lot of gold was found in Georgia.
Where's it called?
Dahlonega.
Dahlonega.
It's just Dahlonega, Georgia. And it's kind of fun. You can go to the little town there, and you can pan for gold. But there were definitely large veins of gold in that mountainous area. And for what happens is our ancient ones, and I call them the ancient ones, who really were our teachers. And as we heard before from the gentleman before, we're really going back to our ancient ways because that's helping us live in harmony with the earth, and we haven't been living in harmony with the earth. So what we've learned is that in this part of the world, there, when you had the volcanic explosions and the earth was forming, there was an awful lot of different minerals here. So once all those minerals cooled from volcanic eruptions and different things going on, it left these layers of stones and crystals. And in Georgia alone, the number one stone that's found worldwide is quartz. And quartz also can contain different minerals and different things, and then that's where you get the different names of stones and minerals and crystals. And here in Georgia, we have a large variety of just different stones. You've got quartz, you have amethyst, you have granite. In Atlanta, we have what we call Stone Mountain. And Stone Mountain is this huge granite mountain that rises above everything here, even higher than, you know, than the skyscrapers in downtown Atlanta. And it is a sacred ground. A lot of people don't realize that.
That's where we wanted to go this weekend, but I blew out, like, we were walking a different path, and I tripped on a tree root. And so I ended up doing Beamer most of the weekend, you know, PEM. Technology, and I'm fine, I'll go back again, but
yeah.
I kept saying to Andrew, I really want to go to Stone Mountain. I'm being called to go to Stone Mountain. Talk to me, talk to our viewers about Stone Mountain more. I'm all ears. I'll, you know, shut up now.
Yeah, well, Stone Mountain is, you know, it's a tourist attraction. And unfortunately, it's a tourist attraction, but it's also what I call a sacred attraction. And, of course, there's a ride that you can go up the top of the mountain and not have to climb it. You can climb it. There's a trail that you can go up to the top. But it's a beautiful journey as you walk up the mountain. Once you reach the top, you can see miles and miles around, and you can also see that it's one of the small, it's literally this huge mound in the middle of nowhere. But it is, you know, it's all granite, and there's surrounding areas around Stone Mountain that were probably thousands of years ago where people settled, and there's been a lot of excavation in different parts of the surrounding areas, one called Lithia Springs. And a lot of people don't know about Lithia Springs. Back in the 1800s, hundreds of people would come down by train to Lithia Springs, just outside of where Atlanta is, and it had this spring water. And the water actually has lithium in it.
We learned about this just the other day.
They would do steam baths, and it was like a spa, and you can drink lithium water. You don't want to drink a lot of it every day. You can drink about 8 ounces a day, which is good for your body, but it also has a lot of sodium in it. But it's known that when you consume lithium, natural lithium water, that you actually have a more calm or peaceful sereneness about you.
It
actually just relaxes the body.
Yeah, it's sedating. And Vieta here is saying, and going back to the quartz for the second, she says, yes, aren't quartz in sand? Chris, question Vieta. So,
in the sand crystals?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
quartz,
yeah.
You know, actually, quartz is, there's different formations or called matrix of the composition of crystals. But when you say in the sand crystals, I'm not quite, I need a little more information what you mean by that. But like as an example, there's crystals that are glass, like obsidian, and we call it Libya sandglass because it's created either by volcanic eruptions. And when the sand gets really hard, it creates a glass. Quartz is not a glass. So quartz is a different mineral that's been formed in the earth. whereas your sand creates more of your glass crystals and so forth. And I hope that answers your question.
If not, she'll pop on and answer, or she'll ask another question.
And there's an awful lot of what I call science and geology behind the formation of crystals. And I'm not a geologist, and I wish now I had studied geology, because you can get into very deep discussions about how certain things are formed and what we call their matrix. And the matrix is kind of the makeup of the stone, whether it's opaque or whether it's clear or somewhat translucent. Even when you get into things like turquoise is in most cases a very, I'd call like a very soft stone. And if you don't stabilize turquoise when you're mining it, and when I say stabilize, it usually has a coating on it to keep it from disintegrating. A lot of the stones and crystals will disintegrate over time. So as an example, we have lots of tumbled stones here in the shop, and most all of those tumbled stones, they're about an inch in size, are stabilized with a coating to keep them from disintegrating. But if I go back to Georgia, I could go on and on about the number of stones, but we have amethyst, we have quartz, we have granite, we have limestone, we have silica. There's kyanite, there's emeralds. I mean, there are so many varieties of crystals and stones that are in this area, in this what I call the southern area. There's also what we call, there's geodes. There's another one that, you know how you may have seen this at some rock shows, there's a round, it looks like a round stone, kind of a muddy, mud color. But when you slice it open, inside that geode can be a beautiful crystal, and it can be a formation of clusters of crystals. And so in some parts of Kentucky, there are areas where there are just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of geodes. And those geodes contain different kinds of stones.
Like,
they may have
is something quartz. Like that? Is that like a...
That which you have in front of you is an agate. So an agate is a little different, and that's a slice agate. And agates are found in Georgia as well.
They are.
So as you can tell by when I see you look at the matrix, it has lines in it. It's like layers.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. And that has layers. And so, yes, you will find large pieces of agates as well.
So
and part of that is because people, tribes, flocked to these areas, number one, because of gold, and they must have known because gold resonates. And it's like I tell everyone, minerals, they're part of the earth. The earth resonates, and when we mine these stones and crystals, they resonate, and they have an energy to them. And a lot of these stones and crystals, when we talked about, there's healing powers of stones and crystals. Like as an example, bloodstone has the name bloodstone. It actually helps blood flow. And there's different what we would say healing properties of stones, and protection or for love or for abundance or for health, and they can certainly make a difference. Just like when you play the drum, you're creating a resonation of vibrations and energy. When you carry a stone, the stone contains that resonation or that vibration, but you're getting the benefit of it. And when we wear our, like I'm wearing today a necklace that has a pearl in that. And of course, Jody said, oh, is that a stone or a crystal? And I'm like, yes, because even though it comes out of an oyster shell, it's created by sand, by the irritation of the sand in the shell creating this mineral. So it can be, it doesn't always have to be in the earth. And because that is part of the earth, that's more of the aqua part of the earth. Mm-hmm. So you have stones and crystals and, are just, they're right here. They're in your front yard. They're in your backyard. They're on the side of the road. And people
who
are
through my window right now.
Yeah. And you know, like I have a lot of friends who do what we call rock hounding, and they go out, you know, collecting stones and crystals. And of course, out west is one of your best areas to collect stones and crystals. In some areas, you can just go into that particular mountainous area, and certain stones will just be laying all across the top of the ground, and you just gather them up. And most people, when they go on rock hound trips or they go on dig, what we call digs, you usually carry your five-gallon bucket into the area, and you've got your shovel and your mud boots, and you're digging, and you're looking for stones and crystals. And it's always a surprise because you're not always sure what you're going to find.
Kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's exactly true. And then there's different areas. Arkansas, there's the Arkansas Quartz Mines, and they have some of the best quartz, most beautiful quartz in the world. And also a very large diamond was found there at one point. So you just don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes you have to know where to go. But again, there was a woman that came into our shop a few weeks ago. She was digging in her backyard, and she found these most amazing, beautiful quartz clusters. They were probably this large, and they were perfectly clear. A lot of times quartz will be covered in iron because of being in the ground, but these quartz clusters are very clean, very clear, and very beautiful. And she said that they just started popping up out of her yard, and so she started digging them up. And you just don't know what you're going to find in your yard because it's our land. And the stones and crystals, as I said, are part of the main product of our shop. We not only carry the tumbled stones, but we also carry the large pieces like a tower or a sphere or, you know, different shapes. And I think your generators, and he talked about the fact that there was a capstone in the pyramid. Well, there's also stones, crystals, and what we call a grid. And a grid is where you lay them out in a certain order, usually in a circular order, and you have a center stone, which is your generator. And that generates, and all of those stones and crystals coming together generates an energy that goes further and further out, and you have this large energetic field. And that reminds me of something I wanted to say. A lot of people ask when they come into the shop, can they put their stones and crystals together? Do they cancel each other out? And this is my answer in my philosophy. The answer is no. They don't cancel themselves out. Enhance each other.
Right.
A lot of times we have people that come in, I call them the myths that are on the internet. People say, oh, I can't put this stone next to this stone because this will cause a problem. And I go, no, you probably read that on the internet, but that's not true. And
Sharon, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right?
Yes. So my goal is to educate people, and there's going to be different levels of education experts, whereas one person might say one thing and one may say another.
Right.
But what I encourage people to do is listen to how it feels.
Right.
If it doesn't feel right, then that's not the right thing to do. And if you feel uncomfortable putting two stones together, then that's your feeling, and go with your feeling. So when a person comes in, so a lot of beginners will say, what do I, you know, how do I start? And my answer is just walk around the table, because we have over 300 varieties, and see what calls to you.
Yes, start with your heart. And we're going to go to commercial. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, Nancy, start with your heart, right? And actually, Bird Fagla wants to pipe in here and talk about that too. We'll bring her in. So let me go ahead and start the commercial. Andrew Dahl.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yet, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essential, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essential supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new Quick Link makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
We are back. So, Sharon, meet Tegela. Tinkerbell wants to come up. So Tinkerbell's the fairy. They're both griffins, so magical creatures for the rest of you who don't know what that is. They're actually birds, but they're magical creatures. And, they are both Tinkerbell and Fagla are such gifts in our family. And Tinkerbell's a little shyer, and she does a lot of astro traveling every day. And I feel like she's out there helping people heal because she had such a traumatic life herself before she came into our family, being put into a dark basement as a tropical bird and left there. And, you know, yeah, very she couldn't even fly. And so then we, come here, girly girl. Yeah, say hi to Sharon. Hi, these are the lights of my life in addition to my husband. Say hello. Say hello. You are saying hello. I hear you. Do you also hear the animals too or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're talking to you. They actually asked to come up and meet you. That's why they're here. And that's also probably why you haven't flown away yet, because you're excited to see Sharon again, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Well, she's such a good girl. So share with us about, first of all, is Stone Mountain only commercial? Can you just go up there and climb a mountain, or do you have to go into a park and pay or something?
You do have to go into the park and pay. And down around at the base of Stone Mountain, there's a park, an actual park. There's a small lake. There's hotels. There's different things that you can actually do at the Stone Mountain Park. But you do have to pay to go into the park.
Which is reasonable in price, we checked out.
But very reasonable. I'm not sure exactly what the cost is, but it's just per car. So it's not very exorbitant at all. And it's considered a park. So therefore, you know, they're going to, they want to keep it up and keep it beautiful. But it is also, like I said, it's sort of the centerpiece of a lot of sacred space around in the other areas there, and Lithia Springs, things like that. And I was going to mention, Lithia Springs has been purchased by, or is owned by, a private family, and they are actually excavating it. There was an original lodge there in the 1800s where people came down, but it's really been hasn't been in business for many, many, many years. And they are apparently excavating. But the interesting thing is that it was uncovered quite some time ago, but it was a large carved stone, and it's as big as a car, frog, that was carved out of stone that was discovered there.
Did you see a frog?
A large frog. So, and then down, I think as they're excavating more, they're finding signs of different villages or tribes that had settled there, and obviously because it was a magical place. So there's many, you know, many magical places, and especially in the state of Georgia, there's a lot of vortexes. There's waterfall areas, there's mountainous areas. There's a mountain up north of Atlanta. It's only about 2 hours in the mountains of Georgia and Tennessee. And all kinds of crystals, and it's often said that those crystals are programmed with information and messages, and a lot of people rock hound in that area to dig for those crystals.
I get that. So what I'm hearing, it's the ancestors programmed those crystals as a way to give us the knowledge base that we needed, what we need today, right now, in order to actually come out. They were seers. They were clairvoyants like myself. They were clairvoyants that had seen what today was going to look like and were giving us guidance for how to dig out, if you will.
Right. Yeah. And in today's world, so many people are waking up or feeling this urge to find something better in their life. And that's been evidenced by the fact that we've gone through a two-year journey, you know, the whole COVID situation. I actually saw that as positive in that it allowed people to sit still for a while. It allowed people to recognize that they wanted to make changes in their life. And of course, with any change such as this, there's going to be all kinds of outcomes. And you know, we lost a lot of people during that time, but we also, a lot of people begin to wake up and to recognize that they want to continue to move forward, and that it is important to tap into that inner knowing, that inner beauty of who we are. And we've covered that all up. And I think our ancestors are, like you said, leading us to discover these elements of the earth to help us wake up. There are times when people walk into the shop and you know, start to look at the stones and crystals, and they actually feel the vibrational energy of a particular stone or multiple stones. And they're amazed. They're like, I'm feeling this. I've never felt this before. And this is where I think that our own earth is beginning to help us wake up. And it's not just stones and crystals. It's also herbs. We, you know, we carry a lot of herbs. And
I mean, I took oregano essential oil this
morning.
Spirit told me that's what I needed. Our executive producer wanted me to announce real quickly that if you're listening to us on Podbean or on Blog Talk Radio, She wants you to see Fagla and Tinkerbell, which are my two parrots. So she says, go ahead and follow or get on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, okay? Look for Susan Essentials. S is in Sam, U is in Unicorn, S is in Sam, O is in Oscar, N is in Nancy, Essentials. And that's on YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn. That's where you can see the visual components of this show. And really, our girls are so beautiful. They're magical creatures, and they're here to give a message. It looks like they're going to be sharing shortly. So thank you, Naima, for bringing that to my attention. Yeah, because listening to the birds, you don't really get the full effect. They have such a an energy about them, and their channel also support in help, Andrew and myself in hearing what our ancestors need us to hear, right? What our guides mm-hmm. need us to hear. And we thank you for that. Okay, I love you. So, yeah. What did you want to say to Sharon? Okay, first thing she said is, it's really good to see you again. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for, you hear her too? So she's saying, thank you for healing the world, for being the beacon of truth. What else do you have to say? Because isn't that enough?
Yes.
And Tinker, what do you, she's calling you mommy.
Ah, interesting.
Why are you calling her?
Well, hello, baby. My little baby.
So I want to tell you something. Tinkerbell, historically, first of all, she couldn't fly, and she couldn't sit on my shoulder without falling off. And she can fly now amazingly. I mean, she circles everything. We healed her using the bod, which has a shamanic drumming in it. And, of course, with foods and all that. But the other thing is she never just sits here. She also, you know, she's so energy sensitive, it's difficult for her to be on anybody's, any human or anybody else, because she's so energy sensitive, she has to get away to clear energy. She's, you see, this is, I've never had her on my shoulder this long. You, both of you were connected in a previous lifetime, and she's called me mom.
Wow.
So how long, she says years ago. Okay, yeah, I get it. And what do you want to, and she loves you. I need to see you in person, is what she's saying.
Ooh.
We can make that happen. That's easy. She's so happy. She's so happy to be seeing you again and to feel your energy and to see you. That's interesting. This is unique. She never hangs out. So.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's, thank you for staying here with us today. We love you. But I thought I was your mommy. So, okay, I'm happy to share, and you know that. So, well, awesome. Okay, so going back to Stone Mountain, I took some notes. There's granite. It's the largest granite. Is that right? It's a mountain of granite.
It's a huge mountain. And like I said, you've seen it or you've heard of it and seen it. And it really, it's interesting. It really isn't, I mean, it's an attraction, but it's not something that when people move here that they think too much about. But also, I believe in the past few years, it's becoming more of a spiritual connection for many people. And there was some talk at one point about, like, totally taking it down, you know, dismantling the whole mountain. I'm not sure the reason why. I don't know why someone would want to do that. But The point is that it is it's sacred land. Whether people want to acknowledge that or not, it is sacred land.
So I'm going to, I wonder what's happening. I'm echoing. I'm going to bring on our next caller, who I know fairly well. His name is Andrew. Silly. There you are, Andrew.
Hi,
how
wife.
Are you?
I'm great. And Sharon, I'm so excited to meet you. We'll look forward to seeing you in person soon and learning about the Stone Mountain. I want to go back to something else about crystals. And when you said it's not that important whether if it feels good to you, you can put crystals together. Talk to us about positioning of crystals in the house, what significance that may have, because Jody finds different like energy fields which are better to place certain stones in. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and let me just explain one other thing before you answer, Sharon. I'm not educated like you are. And in terms of crystals, I'm just not. I'm a student all day long, but I understand energy, and spirit speaks to me and tells me where to put certain crystals in the home, and it clears the energy. And so, what we would like to know is, what do you know about that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there's sort of five or six what I call common crystals that we use for many things. First and foremost, your dark crystals are stones that are mostly black, like tourmaline, obsidian, onyx, are what we call protection stones. And I recommend, and I have them here in the shop, I put little pieces of tourmaline over my doors at the top of the door where the framing is, and that will clear negative energy as people walk through the door. So I put it on any door, like in my home, main doors where people come in and out. Also, selenite is a crystal or an element that clears energy, clears negative energy, and it will keep your stones and crystals clear. So you can use selenite to clear any energy from a stone and crystal, and then it literally clears it away. And then you reprogram that crystal with your own intention. Yeah, you have some there.
Yeah, how long does it take to clear a stone? Like this stone needs to be cleared.
If it's near, it is clear. So at night, just sit your stones and crystals near the selenite, and literally it clears it in just a few minutes. Like wave it over your stones and crystals, and it's clear.
Nice. Yeah, I call it the selenite, the happy stick.
Yes. And some people keep selenite like on a coffee table or in a room somewhere so that as people come and go in their home, it sort of clears their energy and then clears the space of any negative energy or anger or anything that's not in the highest good of other individuals. It clears that. So,
Sharon, we have selenite sticks all around our house.
Oh, sorry, Andrew. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. What was that?
We have selenite sticks all around our house. In fact,
so another stone, if you're familiar and if your viewers are familiar with feng shui and what we call the Bagua, so I always tell everyone the far left corner of your house from wherever your entry is. If you're standing at your front door, imagine the far back left corner. That's your prosperity area. And you can keep aventurine, which is the good luck stone. It's the number one good luck prosperity stone. It's not a real exciting, beautiful stone. It's just green. But if you keep aventurine back in that area, that stone is a manifester, so it can manifest abundance. And then if you're standing at your front door and you focus on the far right back corner of your house, that is your relationship area. And we recommend that you put rose quartz in that area. Rose quartz is not just the romantic stone. It's the stone of relationship. So it could be relationships with business, yourself, your family, your lover, your job. So it is a stone that promotes good relationships. So these are the kinds of stones. And then in the center back of your house is your career and fame area. And I always recommend citrine because that's a manifesting stone as well. And it helps balance and calm and manifest good career choices and good career opportunities.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so those are just some simple stones that you can put in. Now, I'll give an example. We've had a lot of customers coming in or having some kind of a court case or something legal going on that they have to go into court or consult with an attorney. And so we recommend a stone called bronzite. And bronzite is, it looks similar to tiger's eye. It's a little browner. But bronzite is a stone that pushes, and I use the visual, it pushes negative energy away from you back to any individual that is sending negative energy to you. There's a difference between a protection stone and a stone that goes back to that actual individual. And it'll push the energy back and make that person responsible for sending you negative energy. And a lot of people have taken this stone to court, and things have worked out favorably.
So, Sharon, it's interesting. I do prayers like that. I call it the recycling. I recycle energy and it's similar to what the bronzite does.
Yeah.
Andrew, you had a question. I heard you trying to pipe in. Go ahead. I think. Andrew,
I mentioned that we have selenite sticks all around our house, which helps protect it. And Sharon, when we were in your store, someone was asking, I'm looking for something to put around my house to protect. And so we told them to buy some of your sticks, and we bought one of your it looks like a little dagger, a little sword.
Yes.
That Jody may have with us. She can show on air.
I am. Yep. I got it up. I'm showing it because I brought it up.
We love that, and it really spoke to us and had good energy for us when we were in your shop. So we brought it home.
So how we use this, Sharon, and we went to Roswell Springs on the solstice, Roswell Mills, that recreation area, and we were standing over the stream. And we released all things that didn't serve us, right? And we used the selenite cord that we got at the store to cut cords with those that didn't serve us, right? And transmute that up to source. And then, of course, replaces God's divine white light. This is amazingly, I don't know if somebody blessed it, but it's amazing. Talk to us about that, if you don't mind.
Well, keep in mind, too, when I started this business, I set an intention for the business that when people walk in the door, they will feel love, they will feel safe, and they will feel peace. So every stone, every product that comes through our door gets sort of blessed with that energy. And I make sure that even when I place my order, before it even gets shipped to me, I'm already sending out that every product that comes through this door is going to be cleared and programmed with love, protection, and peace. And so, yes, in a sense, it has been blessed. Also, when you get into what I call they're called amphames, which is like a knife. You know, you can also decorate that. You could add stones to that. You could wrap, copper around it and have a jewel, something jeweled hanging from it. A lot of people do decorate their amphames. And you can use it on an altar. You can use it to cut the cord to anything that's not in your highest good. You can use it to clear your home. You can also use it to project for the future that this is something that is protects you and also manifests good energy in your life. So there's many different ways, but most importantly, it's however you feel that you want to use it. I know somebody had suggested some people who do psychic healing work with their clients sometimes do what they call psychic surgery.
Yep.
And that's where they psychically, energetically help remove something negative from someone's body if it's an illness or, you know, if they're working with them energy-wise. So it has many uses, but it's really up to you how you choose to use it.
That's wonderful. Andrew, did you have another question? I know he mutes himself.
No, thank you. I can hear. I'll keep listening. Thanks so much, Sharon.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Andrew. Let me just turn that one off. You know, oh, it's 9:30. Okay, so I'll do a quick commercial here. Don't show my zero beans.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door. With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Okay, we are back, and it looks like you may have some goodies with you.
I do, and I wanted to introduce you to someone. So, and I have a saying to many people. This is Hector. Whoops, Hector lost his eyes. Hold on. This is Hector, and Hector is my skull.
Okay.
That I work with, and of course he's in the holiday spirit today. And
he's
I have a saying.
Energy. He's got very strong energy.
He does. He is Sunstone.
Yeah.
And Sunstone, actually, I have not seen another skull carved out of Sunstone. I've looked and looked and looked. And I have a saying that says skulls are not scary. Because a lot of people, when they come in here, they go, oh, that's scary. You know, that's a skull. And, like, here's one that's opalite. It's a beautiful little skull, and it's a small, tiny skull. But a lot of people don't realize that skulls will send you messages, and you can connect to a skull, even though it's still a stone, but because it's been carved and because it was used a lot by the monks, and they would do these huge sandstone skulls that were, you know, as large as a chair, and they were hollow on the inside, and they would burn incense and they would pray, but the skull would bring them messages from the ancestors. So what I tell people is these are messages from your ancestors. There's nothing negative about this. And depending upon the stone that you may choose from a skull, I sold a skull to a woman. I think it was about 20 pounds. It was beautiful. It was a smoky quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And it had beautiful rutilated, had copper in it, tourmaline in it. It was gorgeous. And she uses it in her healing practice.
Yeah.
And I think
people know where to find you. You know, it's Heart, Soul, and Arch Sharon's in Marietta, Georgia. Her website is heartsoulandandart.com. And then you have an Etsy shop for those people. Is that right? For people who want
to? Yes, we do. We do. And that's also Heart, Soul, and Art named. And if you go on our website, you can click on shop and it takes you right to our Etsy shop as well.
Awesome. And that's just it's, and if you're on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, you can see visually Sharon's website. I want to talk about your employees. I'm not going to use their names just because, you know, like I don't have their permission. But they're so amazing. They're so amazing. Like they're full of love, but also very knowledgeable. And let's say you don't have all the knowledge, which none of us do, but they're full of love. They're full of heart. Right? So what a gift that you attracted such amazing souls.
Yes, we've had some wonderful people that are here. We also do weekly training. We've started a program where each week the employees have to learn a certain amount of information, and then we actually give them a test because we want them to be knowledgeable for our customers. And in so many places sometimes, you know, you go into a metaphysical shop and the employees really can't tell you anything about the product. And we believe it's very important to educate because, again, one of my other missions in this business is to, if I can sell you lots of things, but if I don't give you the knowledge on how to use them in your highest good, then what good am I? I mean, then I'm just in a business, but I'm in more than a business. And this is about helping people understand how do you use tons of crystals, how do you work with candles, how do you use sage. It's all important because people are learning. So we're very, very strong in our belief of educating our customers and making sure that they have the tools that they need to do what they want to accomplish.
Yeah, I'm a lifelong learner and educator myself, and it's so important. I mean, every day is exciting when you're open to, to hearing what's new. And I can't talk enough about this night, right? this spoke to me. And I'll say this, you know, for those people who are just learning about crystals, each crystal has a different energy to it. So there were a couple of knives for me to choose from, and that specific knife spoke to me. So
yes.
Listen to your heart. Okay. Thank you. Listen to your heart. It will always guide you, not only in the selection of your stones, but in the direction of your life, right?
Yes.
Can I take you back to Stone Mountain for a minute?
I think I'm going to have to get you a book about Stone Mountain. I do want to say something else, too, beyond Stone Mountain. There's also another area here in Georgia you may or may not have visited yet, but it's very sacred land, and it's called Callaway Gardens. And most people think of Callaway Gardens as, you know, it's where they had water skiing, you know, the show water skiers. They have some lakes there. But it has beautiful flowers and gardens, and they have a butterfly dome where they have all these varieties of butterflies in the dome that you can go into. But what people don't realize is that the Callaway family, when they decided to really expand these gardens, most people don't realize that where Callaway Gardens is, and it's kind of south, sort of southeast of Atlanta by about an hour and a half, it is the bare backbone of the Appalachian Mountains. And it's called Pine Mountain. And there's something magical about it because it is the lowest point of the mountain and oldest point of health in this area. And because of the atmosphere and the earth and the and just there's something energetic, it's like a vortex. That's why all these flowers are able to grow. But there was something very spiritual with the Callaway family. And they knew that this was to be a place where people could come and feel peace and serenity. So it's another sacred area of Georgia that is part of what I call that vein of Stone Mountain, because from Stone Mountain kind of down in these areas in the land, it's like these veins of energy. So it's Stone Mountain to me is kind of that center point. And then there's all these other areas of veins that sort of flow down from that
down
and into other sacred spaces.
So Pine Mountain. So I assume there's a lot of pine trees there.
Yes, there are. But interestingly enough, like I said, it's like it's a very small mountain. It's very small because it is the tail end of the Appalachian Mountains, which are the oldest, you know, in North America. And there's really not much there because so if you have a lot of flat land, but again, it's very magical.
I
was drawn there for a retreat when I, for the first time ever that I'd been to Callaway Gardens, and I felt like that I just wanted to lay down on the ground, and I was like, this is my land. I've been here before.
I told you happened to me with Roswell, remember? I said, I knew this was my land. This is where I was originally born, and that's where Andrew and I, exchanged our vows. The thing about Pine Mountain and now, a lot of people know that the pine needle is really helpful for certain things that are going on around the world right now. That'll be unnameless so we don't get cut off the show. But it starts with includes a needle other than the pine needle, and so. And so the pine needle is really for your health right now. So I feel very compelled to go to Pine Mountain as well. It looks like we have a couple comments here. We have Susie Mayberry Parker. She says, greetings. And she says, I'm so interested, especially the food healing. I'm in a food desert. Well, where do you live? Susie, that you're in a food desert. I can connect you concrete living. I can connect you anywhere to good food. So that's one of my gifts. Reach out to me, Susie. If obviously you can see a visual, I'll put my email address up here so that you can email me and I can send you locations for really good food just about especially if you're in the Chicago area, since that was my background. But it's Jody at Tucson Essentials, 847-738-0242. You can send a text or even set up a 20-minute free consult to learn more. So back to, she's in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay. Well, I just met somebody really cool from that area, so I'll help you with that. So I support people in having food delivered direct to their door from around the country. So organic food, right? So, and most of that is at reduced prices, and I don't even make money off of that. That's just a connection that I make for people because it's our divine right. We have 15 minutes left in the show, actually a couple minutes shy of that. But, Dolly, lovey, mommy's fingers are not a chew toy. So, she's like, yes, it is. Watch me. So, what other mountainous areas in Georgia? And tell me why. So this is my thought. I'll ask you. I'm asking you why, but I'm going to tell you what I think. And please expand upon this. I'm going to ask you why the mountains are so healing. I think the all those different crystals and stones and minerals all hold a frequency probably in line with, I mean, it is, that supports the Schumann resonance and allows us to stay grounded, right, with Mother Earth. And when we're grounded, we're able to think clearly, process the information that we need to process, and love deeply. And really, we're all here about love, if you really want to own it, right?
And the mountains bring, like I said, a certain energy to the areas. And, you know, then you get into what we call vortexes. And vortexes resonate at a very high energy. And so you're right. There's certain areas that maybe have more crystals or certain types of crystals in the area where you feel that vibrational energy. It's clean. It's clear. The air is cleaner. But when you go north of Georgia, you've got this mountainous area, which is a favorite of many people. You have what you call the Highlands, which is sort of a well-known area, even though a lot of people go there because of the shops, and there's a lot of art galleries there, which is really nice. You've got Dahlonega. You have Helen, Georgia, where they have the, I think it's the Beer Fest every year, which is Oktoberfest. But there's a waterfall there, and it's called Anna Ruby Falls, and that is a vortex. And it's when you walk up, it's about half a mile, but the path is paved, and you go up the mountain to this particular falls, and you know you're in something different. You're vibrating at a level when you go up to see those falls. Then there's other falls around that area that also are what we consider vortex.
What a vortex is, though, because I think a lot of listeners don't know what a vortex is.
Yeah, a vortex is where it's an energy area that resonates and vibrates at a high level of energy, mm-hmm. and it's probably 432 and higher,
nice.
What we call 432 hertz
higher. Yeah.
And when you step into that area, you will feel different. And you may not exactly know what's going on, but sometimes you may even be clearing your energy and you're not aware of it, but it feels good. And when you're in that area or out of that vortex, sometimes you've cleared energy. It's helped you. It may bring up memories. It may bring up thoughts, but it's just an area of the land that resonates at a very high energy. And in most cases, it's sacred land. There's sacred energy, sacred ceremony, rituals that probably may have gone on there thousands of years ago.
Okay. I get it. Excuse me. Hold on. So you're doing this because you want to talk and there's something you want to say. Is that right? Got it. I'm a little slow. Okay. Sorry. And thank you.
Hey.
What is it that you want to say? Of course you do. So she's saying she always wants to make sure that this is heard. Start with heart. Right, Pegula? That was her first message on the show ever, was start with heart. Pegula, what else do you want people to know today? We have transformational energy in the world today, and you can have whatever you want. If you ask for it and take the actions, you can actually move forward, and it's all in grasp. It's all within your reach. It's all within your reach. So find what you love. Manifest that, and you can achieve that. Is that right, Pegula? Okay. Is there anything? No. Okay. So I'm like, she's just sitting here biting me. I'm like, Jody, get the message. She's trying to talk to you.
Well, I like that she says start with heart, because that's the first word in the name of our business, heart, soul, and art.
Yeah, heart, soul, and art. And which was one of the reasons I was so compelled to come to your store. You know, I had mentioned to you, I had gone to a different store in the area, walked in maybe a foot and walked out. The energy was wrong. It was off. Your store has such a beautiful energy in it, which is a part of you. So it's your energy that and the energy of the two employees that, or no, actually I met three of your employees, I think. Each person, so amazing.
No, we actually have 13 employees.
Wow. Am I allowed to use their names?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Sam, she's amazing. And then,
yes.
Is it Julian or?
Julian, yes, Julian and Sam. Sam and Samantha, yes, they're amazing.
Holy cow. Like, holy cow. You know, let's just talk about corporate America for a minute. Some people spend all their lives looking for employees like that. Never
forget. Yes.
So if you're listening and you're looking for a really good employee, start with yourself, right? Because you attract who you are. Yeah. So, I'm just going to say this. So things aren't going well right now, and I'm going to kind of bounce off of what Fagla just said. If things aren't going well for you now, take the time to think about what you want. Don't think about what's wrong. I mean, you can reflect upon that, but then figure out what you want it to look like and then manifest from there, because this is the time, folks. I mean, this is the time to create and have whatever it is that you want. And I will say that if you want help in doing that, I know that I help with that, but Sharon's got, you've got classes, you've got stones, you've got it all there. Why don't you share how you can help too, Sharon?
Yes, we do have classes. We have a small workshop space. And on Wednesday nights, I do an angel message circle. And actually, it's sort of transitioning into what we call message circle, because it's more than just angels. We teach Reiki. We have Reiki certification here. We also teach a stone and crystal class. We are bringing in some other individuals in the future to do programs here. And very soon, we're going to move into an online educational system where people can actually tap into programs that are online through our website, and there will be some free programs and then paid programs as well. So again, that's the extension of our education mission, is to also continue to educate people who can't come to the shop and who don't live in the area.
Yeah, so I do a lot of my classes. I teach energy healing and how to clear your own energy. It came about, I was we were traveling, Andrew and I were traveling on behalf of the Brain Health Clinic that he works with, and met a psychologist or a therapist who said that she clears about every 6 months, and I said, oops. and I said, 6 months? I'm like, that's a lot of energy to hold in 6 months. Hold it every 6 minutes, you know? She got a bunch of her colleagues together, and I mean, I've always taught people how to clear, but now I started doing group classes, you know, and it's been really helpful. So, I'm just trying to think. So let me go back to your website. I'm going to share the screen, and Misa, hopefully I do still have it open. So if I go to your website, and that Heart, Soul, and Art there, if you go to events and workshops, right, do you have another message, or are you just being sassy? Just being sassy. Okay.
Yeah, and that brings up the listing of our workshops. It starts to list the different things that we're doing. Yes.
Yeah, so message circle with Sharon, New Year's predictions.
Person and online. We're going to actually do it on do live on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Okay. I wish I was coming to that. I just saw the date under Dr. John DeMartini that day, 8th and 9th, the 2-day training on, you should check. It's Dr. John DeMartini. It's a DeMartini method, and it's pretty amazing. And then we've got January 12th message circle with Sharon, Reagan, Reiki on the 15th, level 1 certification. It's interesting. I think I may have to take that class simply because, well, here's the thing. What a lot of people don't know about me is that all my gifts have been downloaded from the divine. I don't really have training. I just, not in that. I mean, I have an MBA. I am certified in nutrition. I'm certified in oils. I've got tons of training. I am, I think, a phenomenal energy healer. And I don't actually have training. God gave it. So, and I know that I'm really good at what I do because of the feedback that I get from my clients. And so, so I may just take your Reiki class as a way to maybe fill in some holes, you know, the gaps and stuff like that.
So. You'll learn a lot about the chakras and the anatomy and different things. It's a great class. The instructor is phenomenal and teaches a lot more in her Reiki classes than the average class here in Atlanta.
And do you have an idea about what that class goes for?
Yes, it's, I believe it is, $250 for the 1-day class, and each class is a full day,
okay,
and it includes your lunch as well, and it goes from 9 until 5, and then it's a three-part program. You can do Reiki 1, and you don't have to continue in Reiki 2 or Mastery. After Reiki 1, you have a certificate, and you're able to use Reiki and to practice it on yourself or others. But then level 2 just gives you more information. And then the mastery, once you attain mastery, you can teach Reiki if
nice.
You choose.
Yeah, being that I'm a teacher. And Susie Mayberry Parker wants to learn more. So I'll get you, Susie's information. I didn't put Susie's information on the air screen, but I'll get that information to you.
Okay.
And Susie, you can reach out to Sharon. You saw the website, and I'll just put it on again real quick. Where'd it go? Oh, that's why it's not up. Hold on a second. Let me just do that. So what's your phone number at the store?
I won't be able to recite that, but it is on the website. I don't have that one memorized. You know how it is today.
Do. Is it under the contact?
Yeah, we just got a new phone number. So, yes, but it is listed on the homepage.
Okay, so let me get out of shop and go to, because I just want to make it easy for people real quick and look.
Yeah, and if you just go back up to the
top. Oh, there
top
we go.
There.
So if you want to
right
call
uh-huh.
Heart, Soul, and Art, 678-315-5171. I'm with just copy this, looks like they're open 7 days a week, different hours, and thank you. Deborah has our Saturday show. It's a great location, and Deborah, it's a great idea to have people, come to Georgia, right? So
absolutely.
And then this is the information for Heart, Soul, and Art, 1470 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia. And the number, it got blended, but looks like it's 678-315-5171. All right. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to run the ending. And you have to open up your shop, I think, right?
Yes. Yes. I think my employees are here. They probably are opening up now.
All right. I am so grateful to have you on the show. And by the way, as a personal question, do you sell books on crystals there?
We don't yet. We are looking into carrying a line of books. And we've just been working with several different distributors, but we're going to be opening up and having some lines of books in the shop soon.
All right. Is there an, well, maybe you can tell me offline if there's an author for crystal, I need to get myself a crystal book that you would recommend. So,
Judy Hall.
That's
H-A-L-L.
The one that keeps on coming up. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yes.
Judy Hall's keeps on coming up. All right, so I'm going over my time. Shouldn't do that. But I can't help myself because I enjoy having you here so much. So thank you
so much. I appreciate you having me on your program today. It's been great.
Thank you for being here. You know, on behalf of the Female Solution, myself, you know, I'm so grateful to have you. There she goes, says thanks. Grateful to have you, and I think you may be getting a couple guests in the shop, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. I'll set that up with you so that, because this is crazy. This is the longest she's ever been on my shoulder, ever. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and Tinkerbell says, she says she loves you.
Bye, Tinkerbell. I'm sending you a kiss.
Yeah, she says she wants to see you. Okay, I'm just going to stop. All right, say goodbye, Tinker.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it. The rest of you, work on your energy listening. There you go. Time to go. So let me see if I got my banners here. Here we go. There we go. All right.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeong Kunyong, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.